Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Felix Mantilla. Batting second. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dell Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Warren Sparn. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting third. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Pete Wisenant. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Kizer. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Kizer. And now, play ball. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Aaron. Morin reaches second base with a double. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Ray Crone now pitching. Don Kizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kizer strikes out. Crandall drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Kizer out. Two outs. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Crone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crone hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell takes first base on ball 4. Mantilla moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mantilla scores. O'Connell moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Kizer covering, for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0-for-1 in the game. Wisenant bunts in front of the plate. Crandall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, with O'Connell covering, for the double play. Two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Landreth hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Torre pinch hits for Ray Crone. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wisenant. Torre reaches second base with a double. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Torre scores. O'Connell moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Connell scores. Aaron moves to second. It's 4-3, Cubs. Vito Valentinetti now pitching. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Adcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aaron scores. It's Braves, 4, Cubs, 4. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Johnson now pitching. Vito Valentinetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentinetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-2 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hoke hits a fly ball towards right. Aaron catches it and throws to first to double up Fondi. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 4. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bruton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wisenant. Bruton reaches second base with a double. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Landreth for a passed ball. Bruton moves to third. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-2 in the game. Crandall strikes out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bruton tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-4, Braves. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Irvin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 4. The Braves will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Connell is called out on strikes. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Aaron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aaron goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Braves. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adcock hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Matthews moves to second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matthews scores. Pafko moves to second. It's 7-4, Braves. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bruton is walked intentionally. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-3 in the game. Crandall hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson now playing left field. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Morin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Morin reaches second base with a double. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0-for-2 in the game. Wisenant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim King pinch hits for Vito Valentinity. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 4. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Hacker now pitching. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenhunt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Connell hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenhunt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a pop-up towards short. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 4. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Aaron hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Matthews for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Adcock hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Wisenhunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenhunt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wisenhunt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morin moves to second. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.